Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning and welcome. It is 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, he said that Joe Biden is highly compromised by the Chinese government. Yeah, but do you think the mainstream media would ever report on anything along those lines? They won't even print that story. They won't do it.
No.
The focus is, and the idea is, and all the left is on board, let's focus on Russia, Russia, Russia. Because we're not getting it. We don't have any backdoor deals with Putin. We don't have any side deals with Putin. And what a perfect foil that we came up with the Ukraine war. You know now it's slowly being exposed. It came out from the blogosphere the other day. Okay? And now it's starting to catch fire. And that is, we're sending billions to Ukraine. Ukraine was investing in some of that digital stuff, right? That FTX, that company, the one that's going bankrupt now or is. And then they believe it's being laundered and then pushed right back to Democrats or to Democrat elections. The young man that started this digital company, who became a billionaire almost overnight, he's the second largest donor to Joe Biden. You know who number one is? George Soros. This kid's number two with $40 million.
Wow.
And that's what's like easily trackable on the books.
Then there's what we don't know about.
So when people wonder, oh, why is it just so easy that we just send money to Ukraine to protect their border and we won't do any about ours? Because who's going to send money back from our border?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Who's gonna give a little kickback? What's the little laundering mechanism there? There is none.
The cartels will keep it all.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't give you a kickback.
No.
Yeah.
Terrible.
They
business.
Let you live. That's how they do it.
Ooh,
yeah.
Good point.
You want a bonus or you want to live? I'll take staying alive.
Yeah.
Okay. So President Joe Biden, highly compromised by the Chinese government, according to Senator Ron Johnson, who argued that must be the case, given the scrapping of the Justice Department's effort to combat Chinese economic espionage. Oh, so here's just one facet, one area where the Chinese have embedded themselves and are stealing our stuff. You know, economic espionage, and nothing's being done about it through our own Department of Justice. Well, who really calls the shots for the DOJ, right? The president. That's who really calls the shots for the DOJ. They try to pretend like they're all separate. That's a joke. We know better. So that's what's going on there. I want to get some input on this. The Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Who's on one?
Mark.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Mark, you're on the air.
Hey, Bob. Good morning. We hear in the media quite a bit about how Biden's meeting with his Chinese counterpart all along the way, and I totally agree with all you said. I think the better term is he's been meeting with his Chinese overlord and simply taking marching orders, and probably the first thing they talked about, Xi Jinping, was probably like, ha-ha, how'd you like those election results there? We'll bill you later. But yeah, he is totally compromised, I agree.
Yeah, and here's one opinion piece on it. Biden's been smiling with his hand extended as he anxiously walked toward his Chinese counterpart, who by contrast appeared dour, almost dismissive of the American. The scene could be likened to that of a young subordinate who just saw his boss and hurried his pace to welcome him while the boss looked down his nose at the young upstart.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, actually.
It's safe to say that the scene revealed much about the two men and our emergent relations as global powers. Xi has just came from the 20th Chinese Communist Party Congress, which granted him an unprecedented third term as chairman, making him the most powerful Chinese leader since Mao Zedong. Xi intends to aggressively press toward his goal of world domination, as he told that to the 20th Congress, who pushed him into his third term. He said the East, meaning China, is rising while the West is declining. By comparison, Biden came to Xi meeting weakened by the likely loss of his party's majority in the U.S. House of Representatives and a host of troubling issues at home, including a deeply divided citizenry and a military arguably in decline. Yeah. Well, there you go. That's just a very small sliver of it. But just in that alone, focus on Putin. Focus on him being the bad guy. Don't say anything bad about China, even though as we speak, they're encroaching on us.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.